My name is Buddy Joseph McCrossick. My real name is Joseph. I was born outside of Voisey Bay. I was born there with my twin brother, Buddy. I was not born in Maine. I'd like to tell about a little story there. This time of year, May and April, this time my dad and my mom wanted to show up their tent before we leave Maine. Because they used to enjoy, me and my family. We used to go from here to Nutak or Deswegok in that area. It used to take us going up north 2 weeks sometimes, maybe more. That's how slow we were. We didn't ride mine. And my father used to let me lead the dogs, because sometimes when we go up north, we had to lead the dogs. Sometimes all the dogs would go, one go on left side or right side, or they go so one go out of place. My dad used to tell me, put on your snowshoes. I said, say, my man, here we go. Okay, got to lead the dogs again. Let's go. It was a good time. Sometimes on sunshine, sometimes we here during the springtime. And we enjoyed it. My father and my mother and my grandfather was there and my other family, so they would enjoy it. Like, we used to enjoy it in springtime. We'd break up. We used to partridges and geese and ducks singing around. We used to be in the cabin, but we used to move out from the cabin and move to the tent. I said, we'd share geese and all that, birds and that laughing at me, especially the partridges. They'd be up before sunlight, and my dad used to wake me up before sunlight, so it's time for you to go park hunting while the snow is hard. Now, we don't see very much people going away for the spring. We miss that. We spend a lot of time out in the spring, my family, my dad, my mom, and other people, because they go hunting for, especially for a sealskin, because money was good price for seal hunters. Even myself, it was a good price on sealskins at that time, and a good price on wolfskin and also foxskin, whatever they could catch, whatever they could catch by trapping in winter. That's all the income we used to make, because sometimes we've got welfare, that was not enough money to survive for the winter. So we sort of take off in springtime and then in the fall. My parents used to come back to me and get some more grub and go back again almost the same day. Just a memory. And most of the cabins up north are abandoned or they are broken by a polar bear. And where we go up the street, there was 3 cabins were broken in by polar bear. They didn't put it dead. I don't blame them, because blaming myself, I was supposed to be up there guarding the cabin and the people.
Things changed.
Yeah, they changed a lot. Now, I know of now on skidoos, maybe you take people, go to Hebron, same day, and come back here again. Now, stay there at that time, I wouldn't even go 10 miles or somebody come. I say before doctor in skidoo.
Used to take a while going up, eh?
Yeah, get a lot of food. Every time my parents see some animal, he come and get them by themselves. There's a seal on the way over in Caribou. The meat, well, and what they get, they feed for the dogs. Drop it in gasoline. You took a breakdown, they got to walk back, and they have no such thing as a GPS or any kind of a mechanical stuff they have. No.
They got lots of stuff these days.
Yeah, these days, yeah. Some people ask me to take GPS and go on internet, and I don't want to use it. I'd rather use my knowledge and my culture and tradition way of life. And my dad used to tell me, my grandpa used to tell me, before when I was going to talk, he'd make an eagle go 4 hours. My dad was already fishing just maybe about 45 minutes in there outside the field. I was so scared of him, I know he'd go bawl at me. He never bawled at me, learning us what to do. That he never beat us.
Just telling you the difference.
Yeah. You really get to yell at me. You know, I'd be scared of him, all the men anyway. No, I understand they yell at me for good reason, for survival. And my dad used to give me 2 or 3 or 5 bullets, 22. I got 5 bullets and I'll go park hunting. We had to be a sniper.
No choice.
Yeah, no choice. Yeah, it was a good time. No, I could hear people when I go out hunting.